You were speaking.
Let's start with the Ozias Cornwall Pitkin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he read quite a little bit. And in the East, that is New England, there were various problems. One of the most grave being rocks scattered all over what would be the farmlands. And those rocks were deposited there by the glaciers. Well, my father was a great reader, Ozias Cornwall Pitkin. And he was a great thinker. And he thought, for one thing, probably the first thing, was about those goddamn glacial rocks.
Daddy.
That,
never heard you use such a word. Go ahead.
Obstructed the farmers' agriculture terribly, terribly. An example of their avoidance of it is the fact that eventually he found that in the western lands there was fertile farmland cultivatable and good yielding that was free from them. And at one point he made a search as to the fertility and found that there was acres and acres and acres of fertile western lands free of these rocks, glacial rocks that the glaciers had left. And, well, at the age of 18, to show you the thinking my father did, at the age of 18 only, he had read enough so that he made up his mind that out on the Pacific coast, along the ocean front, there would be in years to come, and if the development would be very rapid, there would be a great commercial development, and that commercial development that was to come needed planning. Well, he did a lot of reading for information as to the lay of the coast, and where the emphasis ought to be, and he went out at the age of 18 and several times besides, and he learned the lay of the land,
surveying,
to make up his mind where the probable lines of development and sequence of development would be, and he went out at the age of 18, again at the age of 21, and in all this he did an awful lot of reading so that he learned the probable growth and direction location of the development of the whole Western area. And one thing that he found was that there was out west a lot of arable land, excellent for agriculture, that was free from these gosh darn glacial rocks that the glaciers had dropped, suitable for this and for that and so on. And included in that was the fact that the western lands had land that was not only free of these rocks, but was fertile. And
did he go?
He went out there to investigate the fertility of the land on the plains, and that brought him to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And he was there 7 years. And I was born in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Well, his planning included all the details that a trained, commercially trained civil engineer, skills engineer would have to know. He learned that himself, and he became a masterful engineer. Yeah.
This was Paul Paul Eli Pitkin speaking on June 5th, 1977. My father, Paul, was born in 1891 and is now in his 86th year. As you can see, he tires very easily, and he was somewhat unnerved by the use of the tape recorder, which he did not completely understand. I will try to pick up some more recordings on him later.